The ceremony took on the feel of a rock concert complete with laser light show as athletes from the nine regions competing in the games stepped on stage after being introduced by Alaska Native brothers Philip and Steve Blanchett, while a throbbing electronic beat blasted out at high volume.
Yes, introducing Team Greenland!
As athletes made their way to the floor, many of them, like young people everywhere, began dancing to the beat.
Team Alberta North!
It seemed the crowd was cheering more loudly with every team that was introduced.
Team Northwest Territory!
Some contingents were big, like Northwest Territories, with 347 participants. Some were smaller, like
Nunavik, Quebec.
Each contingent was escorted by athletes carrying its flag, followed by the rest waving smaller banners.
Team Nunavut!
Some of the flags depicted symbols of the indigenous peoples of the region. Others were national flags, like the Russian tricolor, carried by
Team Yamal.
One of the contingents comes from a region that encompasses the northern reaches of several Scandinavian nations.
Team Sapmi!
The packed house at the Carlson gave it up for the athletes from our next door neighbor.
Team Yukon, everybody!
But of course, they saved the best for last. And the crowd was ready when it came time to introduce the home team.
Team Alaska!
The music was mainly techno and urban, but some featured indigenous drums and instrumentals, in keeping with the game's theme that blends native and Western cultures, like this one. It's entitled Bubblegum by Pamua, a Yupik group from Unalakleet. Listen closely and you'll hear the seal call. Respect and regard for all nationalities and cultures was a common theme for the ceremony, like the games themselves. The North Pole High School Choir sang the national anthem or equivalent of each of the contingents participating in the games. The unifying theme was also reflected in many of the remarks given during the ceremony, like those in the invocation by the Reverend Anna Frank, an Athabascan from Minto and now retired Episcopalian clergywoman.
Creator, you made us in your image. Look with compassion on the whole human race. You gave us this land for our heritage. Bless this land.
And this from Senator Lisa Murkowski.
You are stepping forward. You're representing your country in your event. And these are the moments that you look back at with great pride. And know that we share that pride with you.
Governor Sean Parnell echoed the theme of unity.
And as you compete, remember a couple things. One, when you eat this first day or two, you're going to be eating in teams. By the end of the week, you're going to be eating together, just like life.
The final unifying words were left to Wendell Schiffler, the Fairbankson, who's vice president of the Games International Committee and a major force in bringing them back to the Golden Heart City. He spoke the words that all the athletes and everyone else in attendance were waiting for.
Now, let the games begin.
In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.